On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, guys? It's J.P. Finley. It's Redskins Talk Podcast. You know it. I know it. It's draft month. We are all in on the NFL draft, and we're trying to figure out guys that could help the Redskins or that will be at least interest for the Redskins at the draft. And here's the thing. Even if the Skins aren't interested in somebody, that means another team is and opens the door for a different potential Redskins draft pick. You guys have already listened to the Kyle Laletta interview we did from the Charlie Casserly draft special that's going to air on NBC Sports Washington sometime before the draft. I don't think we know the schedule yet because we're waiting on Wiz and Cap's playoff schedules. But we had a great day at the University of Maryland at their indoor football facility at Cole Fieldhouse with Laletta and Terps wide receiver DJ Moore. We're going to play our full DJ Moore interview. I asked him everything. He told me the weirdest questions he got asked at the combine, and he got asked some weird questions. Here's the thing about DJ Moore, man. Somehow he got a grade that he should not come out after his junior year of college. And I wholly disagree with that notion. And I think the draft will prove it. I think he's going to be a second or third round pick. He goes 5'11", 215. I was struck by his size. He's a bigger, stronger guy than I expected. When you see 5'11 for an NFL receiver, you kind of think slot guy. But DJ has some broad shoulders on him. And I guess I didn't expect that. He's also fast, man. Watching him in person, sometimes you hear about burners at the combine that post a really good 40 time, and he did, but it looked like real speed too. When he in and out of cuts, he was really pretty quick. I was impressed by DJ. Talking with him, he said something completely shocking to me that as somebody who I went to the University of Maryland. Now, granted, it was a lot of years ahead of DJ, but if you guys could figure out what shocked me in this interview, tweet at me and let me know, because I think it's fairly obvious. But I want to point this out. DJ went over 1,000 yards receiving for the Terps last year, and I don't know how many college receivers do that. I don't know how many Maryland receivers have done that, but his numbers last year, 80 catches, 1,033 yards, 8 touchdowns. That's a force, man. He's averaging 13 a catch. DJ's going to help a football team, and he's going to help them a lot. I would guess right away. He seems like a guy that could step in. I know a lot of Ravens fans really want DJ Moore. I think he could help them. I don't know that the Skins would go receiver in the second round, and the Skins don't have a third round pick, but DJ Moore could help them too. You guys are going to really enjoy this interview. Here we go.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Now looking on the run, it's DJ Moore. It is touchdown. Wow. 27 yards.
Here he is, Maryland receiver DJ Moore. DJ, thank you for taking a few minutes, man. How's everything going?
It's going good. I'm having fun with everything, but it's just going fun.
All right, let's set the scene for everybody. Mm-hmm. What do they call – so when I went to Maryland, this was Cole Fieldhouse. They actually played basketball here. Now it's a pretty sick training facility, man.
It's still called Cole, but we just turned it to a football operation place, as we would call it.
And when you committed to play at Maryland, they didn't have this, right?
No, but they was talking about it. So it was good to see it come alive this past year.
All right, we got a lot to cover. Do you want to talk your Maryland career or do you want to talk your NFL career, what's coming up? You get to pick, because we're going to talk about both.
We can start with the Maryland crew.
What is your favorite moment from being a Terp? And if the answer is Thursday nights at Bentley's, that's fine with me.
Nah, I would say, again, my first start here, the second game of my freshman year would be the biggest moment I had.
Did you make any plays in that game?
I actually played Richmond.
Was Kyle starting?
Was it the first game? Well, the first game, I think it was Richmond. I had my first catch in that game. I got lit up. But it was cool.
You got crunched?
Yeah.
Who hit you? You remember?
Nah, I just know it was two dudes and they just smushed me.
You were in the Big Ten your whole Terps career,
yeah,
right? There was no ACC.
Yeah.
What games were the biggest for you? Playing Penn State, I guess? Because you're a Pennsylvania guy, right?
They're probably Penn State, Michigan, the Ohio State. Those type of crowds was probably the biggest game. They was the loudest, the livest. So just going in there, playing those three teams probably was the hardest games that we probably faced.
Of those three stadiums, what's the loudest? Two of the three are going to be mad with whatever answer you pick.
I would have to go with Penn State.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the Terp in me just died a little right there. What was your favorite home game? Let's be honest. Bird, I love Bird, but it's not going to compare to the horseshoe or something. But what is there a home game that stood out for you?
When we wore the throwback unis, the yellow ones this year against Indiana, that's probably – one of the best games that we had.
Borkenschlager going Moore's way. We've got a touchdown. And Maryland has its first lead of the game.
When was the Battle of 1812 uniform? I thought that was kind of cool. Do you remember that? It was it had a fort on the helmet or something.
A fort?
It was a logo of the fort in Baltimore.
I wasn't here. I might have not been here for that.
All right, but you would know better than me. I don't know. So you loved College Park? Loved your time here?
It was fun. It was relaxed. When we're right along with my personality, just a relaxed person. So
Bentley's or Cornerstone?
I've never been in either.
Get out of here.
No, I haven't.
Get out of here.
No,
you've never been to either?
Neither.
Wow. We had different college careers, sir. I think, isn't that the thing with Testudo? You rub his nose and, all right, man. Well, good for you, dude. You are a well-behaved and certainly a relaxed young guy. Talking to you about this process, about the draft process. Mm-hmm. So you guys didn't go to a bowl game, and I don't mean that to upset you.
Nah,
but, I mean, your college season ended, and you probably went right into draft prep. Is that right?
No, I didn't actually go right into it. Over time, we put in the grade for it, so that took about 3 weeks to come back. So once we got it back, sat down with all the coaches and everybody, with my family and all the staff here to see what I should do.
Stay or go back?
Yeah,
stay
or go back. But when we got the grade, it said go back to school grade. And we, all the coaches and I, thought that that was wrong. So we just said I should leave. So
when do you get the grades? Are you submitting tape or are there workouts for those grades?
I don't know. I know we just turned in a form, and then they got back to us with a piece of paper that either say first or second round or go back to school.
And you got to go back to school.
Yeah, I got to go back.
And you're going to get picked in the second round. I'm telling you that. Yeah. You don't have to say that, but I believe that will happen.
Okay.
So what did, your parents, what were your reaction when you get a go back to school grade?
I was like, wow. But I was like, regardless of what it says, I'm just going to go out here and just prove them wrong and just make my grade as high as possible.
And Terps coaching staff fully behind you?
It was behind it.
Because that's nuts. I can tell you that. All right, so you make the decision to go pro. Mm-hmm. What happens after that?
You go through the process of hiring an agent. That took a good while for
me. They wine and dine you or what?
No, it was no wine and dine. We just got down to it. I wanted to know what they had in store for me outside of football. So
now's a good chance to plug your agent. Who'd you sign with?
Demarius Bilbo out of Revolution Sports.
There you go. There you go, Demarius. Yeah. So you can't play in the Senior Bowl. Did you go to the Shrine Bowl? I don't think you can play in that either.
I can't play
in
none of the games.
Because you're coming out as a junior. Yep. So the Combine is it for you.
Yeah, that was the biggest stage right there.
So you working out twice a day leading up to that?
Yeah, twice a day.
Where are you working out? Here in College Park?
No, I was down at Exos in Pensacola.
Okay.
With a few other, with J.C. Jackson from here. So that was cool. It was down there. We worked out twice a day for like 2 months. It was fun, and we just got our work in when it was needed.
And how hard was it? I mean, are you just crushing your body?
Yeah, and like the halfway point, you feel dead. You just don't want to do it no more. It's like your body just like want to recover, but you just got to keep pushing through it.
I gotcha. All right, so you get to Indy, and you know, I mean, this is arguably the biggest moment of your life going to Indy for the Combine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was.
Like, can you eat? Can you sleep? How intense is that?
When you get there, you start paperwork right away. So that was one thing that was thrown off, because we did the paperwork before we even got to Indy. So we're doing the same paperwork again. But when we get there, you're just moving around constantly. Once you get there, it's just like you got to let it all sink in as fast as possible, so you're just not like starstruck and missing everything.
So workouts, 40s, mm-hmm. all that stuff. How do you feel you did?
I think perform my best.
What was your 40 time?
4.42.
Jesus.
Yeah. So
what do you think my 40 time would be? You think I could break 6?
Yeah, you could definitely break 6.
Dude, the one throw I had, I dropped, man.
Yeah, but you wasn't running.
I was standing still, which makes it even worse that I dropped the damn ball. 4.42. Damn, that's fast. Who's throwing to you during the drills?
All the different quarterbacks. You had Josh Rosen, Baker Mayfield. You had Kyle in there. A bunch of different quarterbacks.
Who's the best? Who should go number one? DJ Moore on the hot seat now.
I would say the most competitive I seen out there was probably Baker. He was like really on point. Like I feel as though like the media didn't show like his good sides to everything, because he was really nice and all that.
I interacted with him briefly in Mobile, and I don't get the negative attention mm-hmm. around Baker.
Yeah.
You know, he had an off-field incident. I think he got arrested, right? But like he was a 20-year-old kid that was probably acting out. Like I did a lot of that. So things happen. But this is about you. So you kill it at the Combine.
Mm-hmm.
Your stock becomes a Friday night pick,
right?
You're not going a Saturday. We all know that. What happens after that? Visits, coaches? Oh, real quick before we get there, you get any weird questions in Indy during the interviews?
Yeah, I got two.
What are they?
Would I rather be a cat or a dog?
What was your answer?
I didn't answer it because I didn't understand the question. So
what'd you say?
I just laughed the whole time. And it was like, okay, the next question.
The answer is dog.
Why is it dog?
Dogs are better, man. I like cats, but I'm a dog guy. Dogs run around and like chase and play ball. I don't know. You're a cat guy, aren't you?
I don't really like cats.
Still no answer for that.
Yeah, still no answer. I don't know. I need to know the reasoning behind it first.
You're more of an analytical guy than I am. I just react. All right, what was the other one?
You got to do the ABCs and 1, 2, 3s together, like A1, B2, C3, all the way down.
Were you able to do that? That's hard.
I got the J, and then it was all messed up from there.
What number is J? Like 15 or something? Dude, I have no idea. That's hard.
Yeah, that is.
Those are weird.
Yeah.
All right, so Combine ends. You basically interview with every team there, right?
Yeah.
So one thing that fans don't understand and they get really excited about is like, oh, this guy interviewed with this team.
Yeah.
Like every team interviews everyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
After the Combine, though, mm-hmm. visits are different.
Yeah, visits are way different.
So where have you visited?
I only been to Dallas so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was it? You meet Jerry?
Yeah, I met Jerry.
That's a charismatic dude, man.
He was calm and cool when I met him, but yeah, it was just cool down in Dallas. It was hot, but it was cool at the same time.
Well, and they need help at receiver, right? We don't know what will happen with Dez. Who did they just sign? Somebody.
Alan Hearns.
Yeah, thank you. Could you be a Cowboy?
I could see myself being a Cowboy.
All right, so you grew up in Philly, right?
Yeah.
So you Eagles fan growing up?
Somewhat, but not to the fullest extent of everybody. How just past season just went. You got some people that just
so you wouldn't have been riding after the Super Bowl?
No.
They don't need to. What did they do to the light poles so people couldn't climb them?
Oh, they greased them, so they greased them up. I seen that on Twitter. I was like, wow.
Have you talked with the Skins at all?
No.
You didn't have an interview in Indy?
At the Combine, yeah, but further on, no.
What'd you think of Jay Gruden as an interviewer?
Jay?
Yeah.
He was cool for the most part. I don't think I had a formal with him, but I had an informal. So I met all the coaches, but it wasn't with Jay, but it was with the receivers coach.
Okay.
But I met Jay, though.
Ike?
Yeah.
Ike's old school, man. Like, he keeps it pretty real, I think, on the practice field.
Okay.
There's not a lot of false encouragement.
Okay.
So is there any team, any place you think you're going to land? Is there any place you want to land?
Nah, I'd just be happy to go anywhere and just get back into football, like actual football, not just running around, like working out in shorts.
Like actual game plans and trying to get better for a season.
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do for the draft? You're not going to go down to Dallas, are you? No, maybe you are.
It's not. I'm not sure yet. My agent is working on it, but.
Would you want to go if you get it? Is it an invite or?
Invite. Yeah. So if I got invited, I would probably go. But I'll probably be back home, have some friends.
You listening, NFL? He says he'll go if you invite him.
Yeah.
So back in Philly or back around here?
Back in Philly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's it going to be like getting that phone call?
Emotional. It's going to be everything in one.
Waterworks?
Maybe some, but not really, but just be excited.
What is an NFL team getting in DJ Moore?
Hard worker, great teammate, good in the locker room, no problems off the field, just ready to go whenever my numbers get called.
What's your best strength on the field?
Run after the catch.
Yeah? I saw some of those moves, man, those quick feet.
Yeah.
You think you're a slot guy?
Nah, I could play both outside, inside. Well, wherever the team needs me to play, I'll just be able to play it.
What do you want to do? Outside?
It really don't matter.
You've got some muscle to you that a lot of slot guys don't normally have.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're usually a little wiry. You got some – I'm looking at your shoulders. You look like a linebacker. All the listeners know we're at this NBC Sports event where Charlie Casserly puts DJ through a workout. What's it like talking to a guy like Charlie, who's been a GM, he's made the picks, he's been in the rooms?
Yeah, he just bring a lot of insight on what's actually going to happen, like on the field and off the field when you get in the classroom. So I just can't wait to get in the classroom with him.
That's cool. And then what did he tell you to work on? I heard him talking to you a lot about how to beat press coverage.
Yeah.
College, you're not seeing a ton of press, right?
No, I didn't see it. Wisconsin has a lot of press in there, so I did get press throughout the season. But today he was focused on it, so I just – made sure I was perfect at it.
Is that something you're ready to take on in the NFL at the next level?
Yeah, that's definitely something I'm ready
to. I imagine with your upper body strength, like, you know, you try to make that quick arm movement to get through there will help.
Yeah, we practice that every day here at Maryland, so with Coach Beatty. So it's like second nature to use my hands.
Good deal. Anything you want to tell Redskin fans?
Yeah. Hopefully I get drafted to the Redskins and have all the fans. Like, they already hit me on Twitter and Instagram, so just keep it going.
Are you more of a Twitter guy or an Instagram guy?
I do both because they just blowing up with fans.
I followed you last night.
You did?
I did. I was like, oh, well, I'm probably going to get to talk to this guy, so I should at least look at what he's doing.
Yeah, what you see?
I liked it. Football, man. Yeah, you're focused. I feel like your age is more Instagram and I'm more Twitter. But, like, that's also just media.
Yeah.
Dude, thank you very much. It was a lot of fun talking to you. Good luck with everything. Maybe we'll be talking in late April.
Yes, sir.
Pigram to the end zone. Touchdown, DJ Moore!
I owe you a beer.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.